What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the Street Couch Podcast. We're here, we got Ecstasy. So I'm going to give you all each the mic and introduce the person next to you and say a fun fact about them.
Yes, the person next to me is Iran. Iran plays guitar for Ecstasy. Fun fact, he graduated high school today. Awesome. Wow, so proud.
Thank you.
So
thank you.
Awesome.
This guy right here is Aiden. And he knows Kung Fu, martial arts, Muay Thai, and he's also very good at fighting and being dumb. Alright.
What's up, guys? I'm Aiden. This fucking guy. This guy right here is Juju, the one and only. The good goat. He's about 5 foot. I love this guy. Short king, also the beast. That's all I gotta say. Love this guy.
Hey, I'm Julian. The guy to the right of me is who made this all possible. His name is Ecstasy. And fun fact about him, I like to make this joke. How do you know that XO is high? Because he'll tell you.
Dude, I'm so fucking high right now, dude. Yeah, dude.
God.
That's Isla. Fun fact about Isla. Dude, shout out Cut Like Ribbons.
We're here at Pinky Prong. Better draw end up here at Pinky Prong.
Lola was kind of like, yo, you want to hop on Pinky Prong this year, like a few months ago? And I was like, fuck it, because, you know, shout out Lola, shout out Pinky Promise. No, shout out them. They're awesome. They just, like, asked us, like, yo, would y'all want to be on Pinky Prong? And I was like, holy shit, fuck yeah. Like, you know, like, I saw last year, and this motherfucker played R.I. Scobain tonight. And I was like, dude, this is fucking sick. You know, we're all dressed up and shit like that. I got the fucking suit and tie and shit like that, you know what I mean? So it's like, it's pretty fucking badass and gnarly. So, yeah, shout out Lola, yeah.
So before coming to the venue, did y'all practice or like where did y'all go eat or like where did y'all go before coming here?
What's that? What's a practice?
What's practice?
So we haven't practiced since like 2023 of December.
Y'all haven't practiced?
No, I'm just kidding. It hasn't been that long. But we didn't practice for this. We were all doing stuff before all this. We've all been really busy, honestly. Again, I just graduated. These guys work. You know, they're unks. Or whatnot.
Chill, cuz.
Chill, nephew.
But practice, yeah, I don't know what that is.
Yeah, today I rolled out of bed and licked my lolly head. Nah, I had work and literally came straight here after. And I'm with the boys. We had a great show. It was awesome. You know, can't complain.
I woke up this morning after sleeping for only 2 hours just to see that my dog pissed and shit all over my house. So I had to clean that up and then speed to work. I had to speed to work in order to make it on time. And then XO and I watched Elon graduate today. And then after that, I took a short nap and then came straight here. And that's about it.
How I ended up here, I don't really know. I don't remember, but I did dress up like a zombie. A zombie-esque. I'm wearing my guts right here out in front of me. And I don't know where the theme came from. My other band, Crush, shout out Crush, they let me know the theme was Zombie Ate My Prom Date, and I trusted them.
I didn't realize that was a costume. I thought you were like an actual zombie.
For me, I like woke up and I was like, shit, I have a busy ass day today. And like, I had to watch this motherfucker graduate, shout out this motherfucker, you know, graduating high school and shit like that. And then after that, straight, I went to the fucking thrift in the mall, and like, I had to get this outfit and shit like that and whatnot, like the whole day. And then, like, literally, I had to, like, rush all the way over here and get my fucking aloe vera shit and then, like, you know, and then just play a fucking gnarly set with the homies, you know what I mean? It was awesome.
What did you get aloe vera for?
Oh, dude, for my voice, you know, because, like, that shit's low-key kind of good for you in a sense of, like, you know, a lubrication on your voice, pause. But, yeah, it was pretty awesome.
So where did y'all get the name Ecstasy from?
Basically, before the band, I was an artist. When I came up with the name, I was thinking, like, XO, like, extroverted, exotic, XO, like, hugs and kisses. I was just like, dude, I mean, motherfuckers were thinking it's drugs, so I just say XO is in, like, ecstasy, you know, to look cool. But honestly, on some corny shit, yeah, it was, like, you know, exotic, extroverted. And I used to have dollar signs in the name because I was a SoundCloud artist. So, you know, it was pretty cool, but when I switched over to, like, doing the alternative shit in the band, honestly, I just took out the dollar signs, and, you know, that's whenever I stuck with Ecstasy, so, yeah.
Oh, man. When I first saw the name, I thought it was, Ecstasy or something like that.
It's so funny, because, like, motherfuckers always are mispronouncing it. It's rare for motherfuckers to get it the first try. When dudes mispronounce it, it's like, dude, I completely understand. Because motherfuckers are like, Ecstasy?
Ecstasy?
And I'm like, bro, like, I guess so, bro, I guess so. But No, it's ecstasy, like X-O, and then you see shit, you know what I mean? So, yeah.
Oh, that was corny. That was so corny.
So, well, why should people care about ecstasy?
I guess we just play from the heart, honestly. We play what we love. We're very passionate about music. We're all very ambitious.
Make peace, not war.
Make peace, not war, you know. We come here to have fun, honestly. We interact with the audience. We all love our people. We play this music not just for us, but for everybody. It's all coming from us, but it's all love, bro. It's all music.
I mean, he said it pretty spot on. Literally, we do this for the love. We do this because we enjoy this, and we love to see people's smiles on their face and dance and just honestly feel the music. And that's what, honestly, I love about it. I know these guys do, too, so... Especially creating, you know, especially with these guys, so it's amazing.
Like these other two guys said, we do it all for the love of the music. We try to write the music that people resonate with. And, you know, we try to be cool people. We don't like to be on that cool guy rock star shit.
Type shit.
There's too much of that shit in this industry, so...
Even just in the scene.
Yeah.
Straight up.
Yeah, so be good people, be nice to each other. That's just our mission, you know?
Going off of what Julian said, the reason why y'all should care about us is because for me personally, like, you know, this used to be like my project, but now that it's like the band, I feel like now we're really writing shit that's like coming from the heart. Like, you know, all the instruments, like, you know, they're passionately playing that shit, and like, instead of me just kind of like, you know, laying down the tracks or like that, it's more of them kind of like, you know, putting the passion between the instruments and, you know, me writing the lyrics and trying to make sure that it resonates with everybody that listens to it. Straight up, like, a motherfucker came up to me and was like, bro, like, that was my first time ever crying at a concert type shit. And I was like, wow, dude, that really meant a lot to me. And honestly, bro, like, I love everybody that, you know, shows up for us. And genuinely, I always beat myself up because I always think that I'm, like, ass and shit like that. And I think my vocals are shit. But whenever motherfuckers come up to me, it's always a pleasure to, like, you know, have people really, like, uplift me about shit like that. And honestly, bro, like, I'm grateful for each and every one of these motherfuckers that come to see us and, you know, are excited to see us, and it really warms my heart, and I will keep on doing music just to make sure that these motherfuckers are, you know, enjoying our music and shit like that. And I'm really eternally grateful for all this. I wouldn't be here without these motherfuckers. I wouldn't be here without y'all motherfuckers that are watching this shit, and motherfuckers that pop out of the shows that stream the music, bro. I wouldn't be here without y'all, bro. And honestly, bro, fuck all the ego shit. Fuck, what's it called? Little boring motherfuckers. That shit's lame. But yeah, no, dude, honestly, it's a pleasure. You know, it's genuinely a joy for me to play and really just, like, go out and pop out and show these motherfuckers what we got new, you know?
I really do agree with everybody. We all came together in kind of, like, a funny way. And really, at the end of the day, we're all just, like, friends. And we make music with each other. And it's so cool because you kind of get to see everyone else grow, like, not just the people in the scene, but each other. Like, we all have other projects too, and we're so, like, proud of each other all the time. We praise each other all the time. This band here came from this guy's mind, you know, SoundCloud artist, OG. I mean, that's just really the game. It's just be with your friends. No corny shit.
Yes.
No status. Who cares?
No. Only real, baby.
Yeah.
So you said it's a funny story how y'all came together? Like, what's the story there?
We have other projects and everything. Dennis kind of reached out to me because I was in this other hardcore project called Pity. Shout out Pity.
Love
Pity. Rest in peace, Pity. But it's okay. No, Dennis showed up to one of our shows and he introduced himself. And he was also kind of saying, like, hey, we need, like, a fill-in bassist. And I met Dennis just by, you know, being, like, a fill-in bassist. And it kind of just turned into, like, you know, I'm a part of the band now, and I'm so excited for everything that we're gonna do in the future. It's badass.
Oh, we got some shit going down.
I met Ecstasy at a Lowe's show, actually. 2023, I want to say. 2022, I want to say. Around October.
No, December. Static Dress in Amarna.
December, Static Dress.
Oh, I remember.
Long story short, I met him at the show, like, just in a pit. And it was just, like, a random encounter. He just said what's up to me. And he wanted to be friends. He just told me that straight up. And it was like, I didn't even know this guy, honestly. It was just, he started pulling out his phone, recording me, and what up. And it was just so random. I was like, bro, this is funny. And then he tried to, like, hitch a ride for me, trying to eat somewhere after that show.
Hey, no, I don't remember that. Wait, I remember this one.
Hey, he said, where are you going after? I was like, home?
He's like,
anyways, that happened. And I was also a part of another band, and I played bass for the Creeps. And he knew that I played bass, so... I was originally going to be the bass player for the band, and then he later hit me up saying I'm going to play guitar, and that's how I ended up on guitar.
Dude, it's fucking hilarious. met Dennis, I thought he was a photographer at first.
Yeah.
Bro, pulled out with the film and everything, and at Jade Fest, also the band called Jade, shout out. And bro, called me like 2 days after Jade Fest and was like, hey, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm at work, man. Like, I'm about to be off. What's up? Would you be down to play like after you're off? What's up with it? Let's go. Who's there? Iran, Julian,
shout out Heath.
And from there, man, we just all clicked it. I already knew these guys. I knew these guys way back, especially this guy. I've been knowing him for a while. And from there, man, we all just clicked, making beautiful music, enjoying the love for each other. Like, our friendships, we're family, you know? So I have nothing but love and respect for these guys, so.
So the way that I met EXO, like you mentioned, I'm in another band called Our Eyes Go Blank tonight. And we played here actually at Ojimon for Breast Fest a few years ago.
I remember that show, yeah.
And he came up to me after my set and, you know, we exchanged words. He mentioned passively that he was looking for a backing band, and right then and there I just said, okay, I'll do it. And from there, it kind of worked. We then started playing Left 4 Dead 2 Custom Zombies together. We still like to do that. We don't have as much time to do it anymore, but it's nice to do it every once in a while. And then since then, it's just kind of been working out.
I had to go grab her bass real quick. I'm really eternally grateful for these motherfuckers. They make the music sound really fucking good, honestly. I'm really glad that I have these motherfuckers in my band than anybody else, honestly. I couldn't ask for anybody better, honestly. It's funny, too, because you didn't even say the full thing. I said, I fucked with your piercings, remember?
I didn't have that.
No, you had the fucking eyebrow and the fucking...
Yeah,
no, Shamako hates me. And oh, and the snake bites, yeah. I'm really eternally grateful for these motherfuckers, honestly. Like, it's a great thing that they're doing with me, honestly. And like, we're gonna keep writing, and we're gonna drop music soon, tour and shit like that too.
The gown brings up questions, like, did y'all meet in high school, or like, is he the youngest one here, or like, are y'all still in high school? That's all the questions.
So no, he's the youngest motherfucker here. He's like, he just graduated high school. All of us are older than him. It's like, yeah, I mean, I don't know. And we're all just older than him. This is like the baby of the group, honestly. Nephew. But yeah, but that's kind of how we know. We never really met in like school or anything like that. We straight up just met through shows, honestly.
Okay.
Yeah. So
like, have y'all gone on tour yet, or have y'all done that?
No, yeah, we went on tour. Our first ever tour was with Pity Party Girls Club. Shout out them, shout out Julian, shout out Shady, shout out Shredward and Tony, yeah. Shout out them, you know, it was really fun. That was like our first tour, and it was really fucking fun. It was Texas run, and then our second tour was in Arizona. Shout out On Shuffle, shout out Flying Fish. Phoenix show was fucking crazy. Shout out First Friday, it was awesome. That was like our big fucking show, because like, it was kind of like South by Southwest, but the whole streets were closed down. Shit ton of motherfuckers on the fucking street. I'll send you footage for that shit. It was fucking cool. But we were on another tour with Salt Plus and Our Eyes Go Blank tonight. The guitarist of Pity Party Ghost Club, Shady's side project. So, you know, it's gonna be really fucking cool. We're here in all of Texas now with El Paso, going to Phoenix, and then we're going to LA. So, fuck yeah.
I have the most important question now. So, are y'all ready?
Yeah.
When y'all were on tour, what was y'all's favorite food?
Oh, dude. CC's motherfucking pizza, bro.
Yeah, after many nights of getting hungover at various hotels in the cities that we played in, CC's Pizza was our Lord and Savior. So shout out to CC's Pizza.
Come here. I also love CC's Pizza, but that's not important.
Dude, this is Bear Guy, our photographer. Shout out Jared,
Bear Guy.
Hello, what's up, guys? I take pictures. I love taking pictures.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
We brought this motherfucker on tour with us for both tours, and like, genuinely such a pleasure to have, honestly. Like, Jared's awesome. I love Jared so fucking much. Such a goat. Such a motherfucking goat. What's your favorite tour food?
Favorite tour food?
When we were on tour, bro.
I bring cashews from my house. That's my favorite tour food.
Bitch, I have hella nuts.
Bitch, I have hella nuts.
Nah, dude, we have a little, like, fucking vlog of our whole tour. We went everywhere type shit in Texas, and, like, you can see all these motherfuckers on that shit. I'll send him a link to, like, put in a link, whatever, like that, but, no, that shit was fucking fun. Jane added on and made tour a lot fun, too, honestly. Like, it was fun. When we were, like, really fucking stoned in Denton, we were trying to trying to get into the hotel room, and this motherfucker was like, yo, we're like zombies, like trying to get into the fucking room, and this motherfucker was like, yo, y'all good? And we're like, yeah, the key card doesn't work. But favorite food on tour, CC's motherfucking pizza.
Good answer. Honestly, I don't even remember what we ate on tour. I won't even lie to you. I zoned out most nights. Most nights were just deep thoughts about, I don't know, probably Caesar pizza, some pizza place. I'm just kidding. It was probably like pizza. I honestly don't remember what we ate on tour though, for real.
I think I have one memorable thing I ate on tour.
Oh yeah. I think I know what you're talking
about. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
It was a sandwich at Phoenix, the sandwich spot. I was hungry as shit right after Flying Fish, and it was a cool, like, whatever it was called.
Shabba Hut.
We did.
The
weed place. Yeah.
They had one at Katie.
Dude, it was gas. It was like weed. It was like weed enthusiast.
The code to the bathroom was
420.
420.
Yeah, it was 420. Yeah. And I had a beautiful sandwich. I don't know what it was, but it was good. That's all I remember.
I said CC's pizza.
What do y'all think is the biggest driving factor behind y'all's success so far?
I'm gonna just say each other. That's really my only answer. If it wasn't for each and single individuals in this band, we wouldn't be Ecstasy, you know?
Exactly said, you know, we all have our own personality, you know, we all have our own aura. Like, it sounds corny, whatever, but it's true. You know, we all have our own, like, thing, you know, and that's what makes, you know, XOXO, like, we're all, you know what I'm saying?
We all have our own little personas in this band.
Exactly, dude. So that's all, man, I gotta say. Literally, just chilling.
I would say that the driving factor behind our success is each other, but also for the work that XO put in before we even joined the band, because I don't know if you mentioned it, but it was his solo project before we even joined, and we're all just fortunate enough to be here.
I appreciate it, man. Honestly, dude, I will say, yeah, I did this shit back when I was doing an artist shit, but honestly, I feel like ever since, like, the band shit, dude, I feel like shit has been going crazy. I literally wouldn't be here without these motherfuckers, honestly. Like, I'm so eternally grateful that these motherfuckers joined that band. Dude, having this motherfucker be cracked on the fucking drums, these motherfuckers being cracked on guitar, this motherfucker cracked on bass, and, you know, it's just like, it's genuinely, I'm so eternally grateful for these motherfuckers.
A lot of use of the word motherfucker.
Oh, yeah, my bad.
He's gonna be a motherfucker color, like, in the bottom.
Nah, dude, straight up, these dudes are genuinely, like, that's the driving factor, honestly, like, of our success. It's like, these motherfuckers are the ethic that I try to put in for, you know, making sure that we get good shit, like, coming to us, you know what I mean? I try my best to make sure that these motherfuckers are good, and, oh my god, Jackson! Hello, Jackson! And secret guest over here, Jackson. You're not even in the frame, dude! Oh, yeah, this is Jackson, my homie Jackson.
Hi. I'm friends with them. Sorry, I didn't expect to be interviewed. Tight. My biggest fear?
Huge cock.
I'm stuck on the moment. I can't think. I'm afraid of a lot of shit.
You're afraid of a lot of spot questions?
Yeah, I'm afraid of that. Alright, back to EXO. Dude, shout out Corrine Lennon, man. Hey, stream Corrine Lennon, man.
Alright, we're gonna wrap this up. Is there one final thing I want to say to everyone watching and listening?
Final words: be yourself. Don't switch up for nobody. And love everybody.
That's exactly what I was gonna say.
It's been a long day. It's okay. Check on your friends, you know, all of that stuff. Just, you know, be so cordial to everybody all the time. And tomorrow's June 1st, so happy Pride Month, everybody.
Closing remarks, being in a band is a pleasure as well as a privilege. Don't take it lightly. Be cool with everyone. Be nice to everyone. Don't be on some fuck shit.
Don't be a dick.
That's about it. Just enjoy the relationships that you have with your bandmates. If you want to start a band, go ahead and do it. You can do it, you know?
Going off what Julian said, yeah, dude, like, straight up, make bands. Make music out of the fucking heart. Don't do this shit for the fucking clout and the money, bro. Like, do this shit for the love of the fucking music. A lot of these motherfuckers don't do that, and honestly, bro, like, I want motherfuckers to start making bands and music out of just the purity of your fucking soul for this fucking music shit, bro. And honestly, my final words for this shit, bro, I love y'all motherfuckers. I love these motherfuckers. Everyone deserves to fucking have a great time today, tomorrow, all day. Live life to the fullest. Don't don't be afraid to make a step that you think is going to be bad. There's a better way to say that, but like, thank you so much for having us here, and thank you so much for watching us, and yeah, till next time, peep at one of our shows. Yeah.
If I could add one more thing.
Yeah.
Apologies in advance to our very handsome interviewer over here, Danny. I'm sorry if this this interview gets demonetized for a very colorful language.
Motherfucker.
Thanks again, guys. This has been
Ecstasy. Yo,
look at you better.
This has been Ecstasy.
Do 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 do.
I'm the drugs.